Former Miss Iraq, Ilhan Omar trying to push Sharia law on U.S. by Deborah Danon on August 11, 2019. Tel Aviv, a former Miss Iraq who was forced to flee her native country after posting a selfie of herself and Miss Israel, has lambasted Representative Ilhan Omar for trying to push Sharia law on the U.S. and says that the congresswoman does not represent her as a Muslim. Ilhan Omar does not represent me as a Muslim. Does not represent millions of Muslims in the Middle East. Sarah E. Dan, who lives in the U.S., told The Sarah Carter Show. You know, like in Arab countries we call her the Muslim Brotherhood, she added. They are extremist Muslims, Sunni Muslims, who are now working together with Iran against all the Arab countries, she said. They're working now with Hezbollah, with Turkey, with all that. You know, the thing is about this organization. They are extremist Muslims, they're jihadis, and they have this ideology that they want to control the world. Women like Omar and Representative Rashida Tlaib, Edan said, exploit progressive sentiments. They feed on the sympathy of people, Edan added. Her remarks came in the wake of a Twitter battle in which Edan accused Omar of trying to export the same ideology that she fled from in the Middle East. First was the Middle East, then Europe, and now the USA. I fled from the same ideology you're trying to export here, she said. In an interview with I24 News, Edan expanded on the accusation, saying, it's an ideology of trying to push Islam to make it the ruling system of the country. She continued by saying that Omar angered a lot of Muslims in the U.S. because she always says, I speak for every Muslim in this country. She made a lot of us angry, moderate Muslims who escaped Sharia. Who are trying to push for moderate Islam and a reform of Islam, Edan said. In an earlier tweet, Edan described the Minnesota representatives' agenda as anti-American. Seriously, Ilhan Omar, this is your intellectual comeback? She asked. I said, as a Muslim, I don't stand for your anti-American, anti-Semitic Muslim Brotherhood agenda using this democracy to further your and your friends' Islamic socialism goals of dividing and weakening our country. The former Miss Universe contestant, who grew up in Iraq under the regime of Saddam Hussein, fled the country after receiving threats that her Iraqi citizenship would be withdrawn because she posted a selfie with Miss Israel.